morning, Ken. KO4CES.
Good morning.
I saw regular over $4, or did I tell you that yesterday?
And that, you saw diesel was up there like $5, wasn't it?
Yeah, that's right. It was four something and then $5.14 for diesel.
That's ridiculous.
What's weird is most everywhere else is $3.99 for regular and $4.89 for diesel. And that one gas station was over $4 and then over $5 for diesel.
Did the interstate catch it all the out-of-town people that didn't know any better?
Yeah, and I'm sure they'll see it as an opportunity to make a little extra money, so do a little price gouging on top of regular fluctuation.
Did all this price increase just because of we get 8% of our oil from Russia?
See here on 290, it's 519 and 399, and 401 at T8, and 525. That's crazy.
Stop at one of them this morning and top off anyway.
It still won't surprise me if we see a regular over $5.
Surprise if it was there before Easter.
Tell you what, Facebook was, man, they were on it yesterday. People posted memes and videos and everything else. It's hilarious.
And to get gas.
Again, it cut off the first part.
I'm going to stop at this QT. It's still $3.99, so I'm going to top off real quick. Give me a minute.
KO4CES, standing by.
KFW.
Back, how bad it hurt. Yeah, it looks pretty consistent. The going rate's about $3.99.
Hard to top off. You know, every time you get down about a half, that way you can, you know, don't have to pay a full price all at once.
Yeah, roger that. Do it in smaller increments.
Hurts so bad. Patrick going to get some snow on Sunday, or on Saturday.
Who's going to get some snow?
They're in the North Carolina mountains.
That's crazy. I don't know. It's supposed to be really cold this weekend. I think on the Boy Scout trip last night, they were talking about it's supposed to be down in the 20s one night.
Friday night, Saturday morning is supposed to be like 22, I think they called it in Greenville.
I guess I had to make sure I bring all the plants back in.
The daughter in Kentucky is expecting 10 to 12 inches on Saturday is what they're telling her.
Good Lord. It seems like wintertime weather.
Yeah.
And I got to pull in now, cut the car off, can't leave it idling no more. It's sad.
Running while you were going down the road?
See, it's bad whenever I get in the wife's car is what I'm driving this morning, and I put it on eco mode to try to save on some fuel. I don't even like using the cruise control because it's really weird. When it goes downhill, it'll speed up a little bit, and then when it goes back up, it lets it lose a lot of speed, so then it's trying to catch back up. It's just a really weird way to do cruise control.
Really good, and some of them don't. I know I can get out of this hybrid, I can get better fuel mileage without the cruise on.
Yeah, I can believe that. Usually, if I use the cruise control, it seems like this car does better when it's in normal mode, because then it maintains speed better versus losing it going up and down the hills on the interstate here.
Of course, I've only been 2 miles, but it said I've been averaging 90 miles per gallon.
Need to do that right now. I didn't want to get up this morning. I was sleeping so good. Yeah, I hated when that alarm clock went off.
Yeah, mine kind of surprised me. I was sleeping pretty good, but I don't feel too bad. Of course, I went to bed at 8.
I actually did pretty good. I think we went to bed, I don't know, a little after 10. I was probably asleep before 11, which is good, because usually it's pushing midnight before I even think about going to bed.
Station was $3.98. I could have saved a penny. For HKX. Good morning, gentlemen.
Patrick.
Did that snow on Saturday, Patrick? Saturday, and my brother went and pre-fished this past weekend when it was, you know, 80 outside, and now he's got a tournament on Saturday. Man, I bet the fish are hiding for sure.
I want to know what's going on. What price is up to today?
You can go up.
One here in a minute. Let me look.
Well, Patrick, there's been a couple gas stations I've seen now that's over $5 a gallon for diesel.
Be over $6 a gallon by the end of the week.
Here at Highway 80 is $4.69.
7-Eleven there on 80.
Yeah, 7-Eleven at Wade Hampton and 80.
Premium. Cheaper than all of it.
The price fluctuation is crazy between the stations right now. That's what's really weird. I guarantee there's some price gouging going on.
Look, the ones with the lower prices are independent stations, and the ones that are higher prices are corporate stations.
You might be right, because let's see, the Shell was over $5 for diesel. Let's see, Truck Stops of America was $5.19, $5.25. And the Wendy's across the street from that. So, it's going to hurt.
The Sunoco at Gap Creek went up 20 cents, $4.89.
Getting like crazy up here.
Yeah, I guess this high, I notice more people tend to use it.
Still heavy drizzle right here, just enough to be aggravating. The main storm is kind of right up there where you're at and above the line.
I would say me and the family take a road trip and go see some snow, but it costs too much money.
He's setting us up for reasons for higher prices. They're saying, well, you know, the summer blend is a higher price thing, and then you got people getting ready to go on spring break and summer trips and that. And so, yeah, they're already setting us up.
Going on the summer trips, I noticed there was less traffic on the road yesterday.
Definitely think people will start choosing whether they need to leave the house or not, because you pay almost $5 a gallon, you'll definitely start considering whether you need to get out.
Now and Andrew, and that's going to affect everybody's business there. It's all going to cascade with the higher fuel prices.
You know, do a little trip maybe this summer, but man, we're going to have to rethink that project.
Got that right. My wife, she's talking about going to Florida to go see her cousin, and now she's worried about it, which, you know, try to tell her it is what it is. I would just go because she's already got it planned, but it'll definitely have to come in consideration if it's this high, which I don't see it coming down anytime soon, unless something just changes and, you know, Russia backs out of Ukraine, maybe, but that ain't going to happen. Well, gentlemen, I need to start my trek on in the plant, get ready for this 6:15 meeting, so I'm going to say 7:3 to you. Y'all both have a great morning, and be safe out there on the road, and hopefully we'll holler at you maybe this evening or tomorrow morning. This is KO4CEF, and I'll be clear on your final.
Andrew, have a good day. Try to stay dry on your way in.
Have a good one. KN4TFW. We're supposed to be on their way to Panama City with their sisters today.
For HKX, they just going down there for fun or they got a reason?
My sister owns a condo down there on the beach. She'll probably go down there for a few weeks or whatever and stay down there because she lives with my sister-in-law in North Carolina, but my sister-in-law and brother-in-law went to the country of Colombia down in South America. I don't know. They're probably down there a couple of weeks.
Probably a good time to go because I don't see things getting any better.
But, you know, Colombia is not one of the countries I think about going to, but his family was born down there, and I don't know if he was born there or if he was born when they got to the States or whatever, but yeah, he's from there, and that, so you know, he speaks the language and stuff like that, but man, she's as American as heck. He just stand out down there.
nothing will happen, and everything will go smooth for them.
Thinking we don't need an alternate power source. And that, you know, they go, well, you know, you might not never use it, but I think you could use it, sure enough. I mean, you'd probably run a radio, right?
Oh, yeah. It'll run a radio. It's got 12 volts on it. It'll run a lot of things that you may not want to do without right away. Let's put it that way.
Agenda for today.
From looking at my box to go out today, not a whole lot. It's pretty slim. But maybe we can shake some trees and figure out something.
More gas goes up and fuel goes up, the less chance you have of selling something, right?
Then everybody just starts watching what they're doing with their money. They start paying attention to things and only buying what they really have to have. Agenda for today.
Flying under the radar. Maybe not a lot of walking around today since it's, you know, raining and that, but it's supposed to be better this afternoon. And I know I gotta order some parts. We got an outage coming in May, so I'll have to order some more parts for that, but it's probably going to be stainless and the prices are going to be ridiculous because I saw where the price of nickel went up to, like, I don't know, $48,000 a ton.
Metals are going up, are they not?
And everything's going up, man. Don't try to buy any copper pipe, man. That stuff's ridiculous. The gasket's made out of nylon. It's just a little 2-inch gasket. It looks like a donut. 2-inch hole in the center, and maybe it's 3.5 on the OD. And those things went from $7.98 to $21 a piece.
Three times what their cost was?
64%, three times.
That's quite the price increase.
What I ended up doing was I canceled that order, and I had a bunch of, like, I buy it in a big sheet that sometimes it's 5x5, 5 foot by 5 foot, and then the guys cut bigger gaskets out of it, so there's a lot left over. So I called the local, that Greenville Rubber over there by Cherrydale, and got them to cut me out those, and now they're only $10 a piece if I provide the material.
But not a whole lot if you're having to provide the material.
Anyway, so, and then that whole sheet, I think the 5x5 sheet used to cost me about $1,500, and now it's $2,700.
And this is going to stop, but it's going to hurt in the meantime.
I'm surprised if we didn't see California prices. Big wheel, the big safety people in all week on that, I guess, because we had that breach, and then they sent somebody home for 3 days for doing something and canned another one and that, so everybody's all nervous.
But they're taking it serious, huh?
Yeah, they're serious about safety and that, so, but I mean, it's like, it's just so many rules, it's just unbelievable.
I worked at DuPont and ACFA and Sterling when it was all up here before they shut it down, and it was the same way. But then you get in there and you see people not even getting close to obeying the rules.
That, I guess we gotta. So you got like a mezzanine level, and you have to sometimes set stuff up there with a forklift, and so they. You know, you got a switch down below that opens the gate. So we open the gate, set the stuff up there. And, you know, and the forklift got a cage around the forks and everything, and it was blocking the entrance. And the guy went up there and loaded up his pallet and then come back down to get the pallet down. But what he should have done was set it up there, backed the forklift out, closed the gate, went up there, and then, you know, so that when he was working up there, the gate was closed.
Over to the other repeater, K4HK. I'm clear.
FW, is that you, Chandler, out there?
There is. How you doing this morning?
We're over on 147-285. There's not a tone. You should be able to just dial that number up and be able to get in there.
Thank you.